Ladies and gentlemen, good afternoon and welcome to Piaggio conference call. Today, we'd like to share with you all of the outcomes of our board of directors. The conference call will be divided, as usual, into two separate parts. In the first one, Mr. Pallottini, Piaggio Group General Manager for Finance, will review the consolidated financial results for the first 3 months. In the second one, we will have a brief comment on these results by our Chairman and CEO, Mr. Colaninno. In addition, Maurizio Romano, General Manager for Product Development and Product Strategy, is attending today's conference call. Following their presentation, we will be available for a final Q&A session. Now, I'm pleased to hand over to Mr. Pallottini.
Good afternoon. Welcome to everybody. We can start from the first slide of our presentation to show Piaggio Group first quarter 2010 results. The net sales accounted for €641 million, with an increase of by 11.2% compared to previous year. This result came thanks to the growth of our Asiatic operations, India and Vietnam, and to stable European sales, while on the other side, the difficult American market scenario continued to negatively affect our American sales. The gross margin was €102.5 million, €50 million higher than last year, with a remarkable increase in terms of ratio to net sales, which grew to 30.1% in 2010 compared to 28.7% in 2009. The EBITDA was €31.8 million, about €11 million higher than 2009, with an EBITDA margin of 9.3% of net sales, increasing from the 6.9% in 2009. So continuing the positive trend of our business profitability showed during the second half of last year. The financial expenses went down to €5.9 million, from 8.4 in the same period of last year, and consequently the income before tax was €5.4 million. €14 million higher than previous year, and the net income increased to a positive €2.9 million compared to a negative result by €4.7 million in 2009, also taking into account a 47% forecasted tax rate. Accordingly to this result, the net debt level at the end of March 2010 was €433 million, increased from the €352 million of December 2009, which is a positive result taking into account the typical cash absorption of the first quarter of the year due to the production peak of the seasonality. And it was €24 million lower compared to March 2009. Now moving on to slide number 5, we can take a deeper look at the net sales trend. Piaggio Group total net sales accounted for €341 million, with an increase by 11.2%. As we said before, the total two-wheel sales accounted for €220 million, including spare parts and accessories, which was €11 million higher than previous year. That means plus 5 percentage points more. While total commercial vehicle sales increased to €120 million from 97 of 2009, which means 24% more. Two-wheeled European sales were almost stable at €182 million compared to a total two-wheeled European market decrease by 11%, thanks to the increase in Piaggio European market share. The decrease of the two-wheel market continued to affect almost all European countries at different paces, starting from Italy, both in scooter and motorcycle segments, with very first signs of the recovery coming from Spain and Benelux starting from March 2010. The two-wheel Asian sales were up to €34 million, starting from the 6.5 of previous year, thanks to our Vietnamese operations, mainly, that I remind started in June of last year. The two-wheel American sales accounted for €5 million, as a consequence of a significant downturn registered in the American market, both scooters and bikes. And it continued also in this first month, 2010. Commercial vehicles altogether increased from 97 million to 120 million in 2011, thanks to the contribution of our Indian sales that grew by 42% compared to previous year, in line with the strong growth of the Indian market. Overall, looking at the geographical mix of total sales and considering both two-wheels and commercial vehicle business segments, extra-European revenue contribution increased from 31% in online up to 37% in both 10. In terms of businesses, the two-wheels increase of by 5% over last year came thanks to the scooter segment, which registered a plus 8.4% over the same period of last year, so offsetting the decrease in the motorcycle sales with a minus 2% compared to 2009. Spare parts and accessories went up by 2.7% to a total amount of 40 million euro. The next slide shows the overall number of units sold that increased from 120,000 up to 144,000 units. That means about 20% increase over 2009. Going into details, scooters volumes were up to 78,000, 9,000 units more than previous year. Good news also from the motorcycle business, with 10,000 units sold, that means a 4% increase compared to the previous year. Coming to commercial vehicles, the three and four wheelers units sold had an overall 32% increase up to about 56,000 units, thanks to the Indian performances that registered an increase by 38%. Now going on to slide 7, we can see the EBITDA evolution with a significant increase both in terms of total amount and of ratio to net sales. The EBITDA registered an 11 million increase up to 31.8 million euro from 31 in 2009, so continuing the positive trend already shown in the second half of 2009 and gaining a remarkable profitability level of 9.3% in terms of EBITDA margin. This increase was obtained thanks to an increased product profitability with a 1.4% increase in the gross margin from 28.7% up to 30.1%, mainly coming from purchasing efficiency and from positive contribution of the increased two-wheel engine sales. In addition, and on the other side, higher operational expenses increased in the total amount but decreased in terms of ratio to net sales from 24.6% to down to 23.2% in the year 2010, they were driven by the startup of the growth of our Aswatic operation. In terms of net income, we can now move to the next slide. You can see the net income evolution. It accounted a total amount of 2.9 million euro compared to the negative 4.7 million reduced in 2009. The EBIT increased by 11.3 million euro, together with a growing EBIT margin from more or less 0.1% last year up to 3.3% for the current year. And such increase comes from an increase in net sales together with the better performances in terms of product profitability. The financial expenses showed a 2.5 million euro reduction in the quarter compared to last year, thanks to the decrease of the cost of debt, also thanks to the new bond issued in December last year, and to the lower average debt amount in the period. At the tax level, we forecasted a 47% consolidated tax rate compared to the 43% used in the first quarter of 2009. And furthermore, as the earnings before tax was negative in 2009, accordingly to IFRS accounting standards, taxes were negative on previous year profit and loss. So all these results caused the 6 million increase over last year for tax amount. Balance sheet, now move to slide number 9. We can look at the balance layer. Balance sheet, we can see how the increase in the working capital, which is typical of the first quarter of the year, led to a consequent increase in the net invested capital and as a financial debt compared to December 2009, from 352 million up to 423 million euro. Comparing the debt as of March 2009, we can see that it decreased by about 24 million in the 12-month period, so a cash generation by 24 million over the last 12 months. To better appreciate the cash flow in the first quarter, let us move to the last slide, the number 10. The cash absorption was 71 million euros in the first quarter, and it can be compared to the 87 million of last year. So, with an improvement by 16 million euros. The main components of such evolution were, first of all, the operating cash flow, which generated 21.7 million euros coming from the P&L, and last year it was 15.49 million euros. So this year we had a 40% increase. The working capital increased was 76 million euro, which can be compared to the 84 million increase in last year, and it was in line with the business seasonality and the consequent peak of production and inventory in the quarter of the year. Finally, the 16 million euro capital expenditure that is in line with our yearly capex plan. Thank you for your kind attention. We have finished our presentation. We're ready for your questions.
We are pleased to open the Q&A session.
The Q&A session is now open. You can register for your question pressing star followed by one. First question comes from Mr. Stefano Lustig from Equita SIM. Mr. Lustig, your question, please.
Good afternoon. I have four questions, if it's possible. The first one is on the performance in Europe for the two wheels. All in all, sales were flattish, 182 euro million. Can you split, please, the Italy and the rest of Europe sales and performance? The second question is, again, if you can give us a flavor of what happened in April, both in Italy and the rest of Europe. The third question is on timing of introduction of new vehicles in India. I'm referring to commercial vehicles, so if you can update us on the introduction of new engines and vehicles. And the last question is if you can give us a comment, a general comment on what can be the trend of gross margin. Still very strong and positive and growing in Q1. What are your expectations for the rest of the year? Thank you.
So let's start that the flavor in April, as you know, we cannot release at the moment official information about April. I can just say that it is in line with our general expectations. There are no significant changes in what happened in the first quarter. For about the 2 wheels Europe, just a moment, because we have a detail. I can give you the information you were asking. Just a moment. I found it. Yes, I'm referring to the main countries, the five main countries, which are Italy, France, Spain, Germany, and UK. So, Italy. Yes, versus previous year, the change in revenues over the last year, or the first quarter, Italy reduced the positive performance by 12%. France was a minus 4.6%. Spain had a significant growth. I'm talking about the 2 weeks sales. Spain was 58% more. Germany went down because the market was suffering strongly. Germany went down by 27%, and so did UK by 24%. So significant changes from a country to another. It is not unusual. It's very, very common that year over year we register different performances in the different countries, and we can say this is a trend for us to be present in many countries in order to minimize the total level of risk. About India, now we are going to start the production of the first diesel engine, which is the 1.2 liter. The start of production should start before the beginning of the summer, let's say before June. No, I'm talking about the production, of course, in the Indian plant. I wish to remind you that this specific engine is mainly designed to equip the European commercial vehicles. So, after the start of production, there are the operations in order to adapt the engine to the vehicles, to the European vehicles, which will be ready for the commercial launch around next November. The second diesel engine, which is the 1,000 cc, will be ready in the first month of next year. This is mainly designed for equipping the Indian vehicles, but not only. When I say mainly, for both the engines, of course, I'm not excluding the other part of the world for each engine. We have already a number of opportunities. But the 1000cc is mainly designed to fit the four-wheeled commercial vehicle in India. We are expecting, we are waiting for this engine strongly because we need it in order to improve the four-wheel vehicles we are selling there, because we have a very, very strong position in the three-wheel segment, which is increasing with an important growth rate by the over 30% year over year, but we are not yet so strong in the four-wheeler, just because we need a new engine and a new vehicle. The last question about the gross margin trend. Yes, it's not a news for us to go on about the cost efficiency for the product. We have in place a number of opportunities, both in the global sourcing expansion for our purchasing activity and for the design improvement that we are going on, that we are realizing in our R&D department. So I can confirm that despite possible raw material increase that we are having for some specific material, aluminum is the most important one. I think we will be able to achieve such cost efficiencies even in the current year.
Thank you.
Next question comes from Mr. Michele Baldelli from Exane BNP Paribas. Mr. Baldelli, your question, please.
Good afternoon to everybody. I have two questions. One regards your expectation for the European market in 2010. I've seen that it has declined in first Q, and I would like to have, an overview of the financial year 2010, both for motorbikes and for scooters. The other question is related to the launch of the passenger vehicle in India. I don't know if you have already a precise date when you will launch this product. Thanks.
The expectation for the rest of the year regarding the European market, we believe that the trend of the market will be exactly the same of last year. So we don't see any particularly growing on that. For us instead, we expect to gain in market share. The first reaction of these 3 months is on this line, especially due for the launch of new products, especially that we will do in the middle of May. That is a new The new Beverly that is a completely new product, sir, that is very, where the market awaits, and our first reaction is very good. Even the sales of Aprilia RS V4 is very promising, and we expect the growing also in that area of products. Good news are coming from the first, if we make an analysis, the first 3 months of the year, coming from the Scarabeo, where we have registered a very important growing of sales, and also on for Derby products. So despite the trend of the market, again, nobody knows how it is, we be sure about it, but we don't expect it a fantastic growing related to last year. We are confident to get more market share for new products and also for price competition in relation with the big revaluation of the dollar and also for the Chinese currency. Regarding the products in India, where the first 3 months is running very well, also for the three-wheeler and the four-wheeler. We expected to launch the new products next year because we are, despite, fortunately, we are online with our budget production timing for the diesel engine. It's very, I think that we have to be a little bit prudent on that because I want to, and this is also including on the budget, we want to test the quality and the results of these two diesel engines that, as you know, for Piaggio is completely new products. When is the products will be on the standard production? But I confirm that the prototype and the vehicle that is on the way with this new product give us the results in line with our expectation.
Thank you very much.
There are no questions at the moment.
If there are no questions, I thank you for your attention and I close the conference call. Thanks again.
Bye.